And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my very great pleasure to introduce to you Miss Googie Withers, a very well-known English stage and screen star, who is going to tell us a little bit about what she's been doing recently and what we can expect to see her in shortly in Australia. Well, now, we are at the present moment in Australia seeing you in White Corridors, Miss Withers. How did you enjoy playing that role in that film?
Well, I had a wonderful time playing that. I think that if perhaps I hadn't been an actress, I think I would have liked to have been a doctor or a surgeon. Anyway, when the opportunity came for me to play this part, I asked them if I could really do as much research on it as it was possible. I realized I couldn't take a degree and become a surgeon to play the part, but I did go into a hospital and I went right through the outpatients department. I helped in dressing a double mastoid. I went through all the wards. I even gave an injection. I admit to a nurse who didn't seem to mind if I was going to hurt her a great deal. I went into the operating theatre and I watched three operations. And in fact, I did try to study it as much as I could before I played the part. And of course, we had on the set as well, while we were making the picture, we had a surgeon on the set who told us exactly what to do and how to do it, and I think that's possibly one of the reasons why the film has been a success, because it is very authentic.
Well, that would certainly make for its authenticity, wouldn't it? That was, of course, a dramatic role. We have seen you in comedy roles. What was the last comedy role that you did play on the screen?
Well, I think the last one that I played was Traveller's Joy. Before that was Once Upon a Dream and Miranda. I think all those three have been to Australia, yes.
Well, I know the latter two have anyway. We both saw them, saw both of them and enjoyed them very much. Mm. Now, have you any particular preference for drama or comedy?
Well, at the moment, I think I rather like drama. I might change. I think it's nice to try and do both, keep one's hand in at both of them, you know, because mm-hmm. it's obviously better to be able to be fluid in one's work and not always be stuck, you know, and typed.
Not be typed, exactly. Following White Corridors, what have you been doing since then?
Well, I made a picture called Derby Day, in which I played with my husband and with Anna Neagle and Michael Wilding. I don't know when that will go over to Australia, but I gather it will be there fairly soon. Mm-hmm. That was also a dramatic part.
Yes.
And since then, I've been on the stage. I went back to the theatre, which I like to do as often as I possibly can. I've been playing for the last 9 months in Winter Journey, a play by Clifford Odets with Michael Redgrave and Sam Wanamaker at the mm-hmm. St. James's Theatre in London.
I'd like, to, if I may at this moment, to add a personal note to congratulate you on your role in that. We saw that and we enjoyed it tremendously.
Oh, thank you very much.
any screen plans for the moment or for the future?
Well, I can't very well make any screen plans because I'm doing another rather exciting thing. I have just been offered, and I have accepted, to take over from Peggy Ashcroft in the Terence Rattigan play, The Deep Blue Sea, which is running at the Duchess Theatre in London. And I'm very excited about it, very frightened.
But it's a lovely role, isn't it?
It's a wonderful, wonderful part, and I'm terribly grateful to have been given the chance to have a shot at it anyway.
Well, we wish you all the best of success in it.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know whether our listeners heard the faint gurglings at the background of the beginning of this interview, but if they did, they might wonder what it was. And that gives us an opportunity to explain, of course, that Miss Withers not only has her stage and screen career to worry about, but also a career of looking after a household, haven't you?
Yes, I have indeed. I've also got a very large Australian husband to look after.
And the baby daughter that we yes. may have heard before. And talking about the large Australian husband, I think probably everybody knows, of course, that is John McCallum, who is an Australian and who has been doing remarkably well over here. in a screen career. And he's sitting right beside me now. This is really a family affair at the McCallums today. tell me, John, I understand that the next film that we're about to see you in Australia is called Valley of Eagles.
Yes, I think that's right, Valley of Eagles. I made that last winter in Sweden and Norway. Very cold it was, too. Much colder than even today.
Could be. Is that possible?
Yes, it is.
What sort of a role do you play in that, John?
Well, I'm a scientist in that who treks across Norway after my assistant, who's escaped with some valuable information, and we run into wolves and to all sorts of adventures, which I hope will be exciting. They were, as a matter of fact, making them.
They sounded. You were on location most of the time, were you, for that?
Yes, and Googie came over, but it was very cold. It was 30 degrees below zero, which I've never encountered before, nor never want to.
No, I can quite believe that. And what have you been doing since Valley of Eagles?
Well, there are about... I've made three films since then, which should be going out. Lady Godiva Rides Again, Derby Day, Trent's Last Case. Oh, no, and another one called The Long Memory.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on...
That's the one with John Mills, isn't it?
John Mills, that's right, yes. Working on now one about Melba, Nellie Melba.
Yes, that should be very successful, I think, or create quite a lot of interest when it arrives in Australia.
Yes, I hope so.
And now, have you any plans for the future?
Well, yes, about films. I should like to do a play, but I haven't for 2 years, so I'm concentrating on films now, and I have just signed a contract with Herbert Wilcox, whom I made these last two films, Trent's Last Case and Derby Day, and so I'm looking forward to working with him, because he's a very, very fine producer, as you know, and has a lot of films to his credit, he and Anna Neagle together, and so I'm leaving it to him.
And that means we can look forward to seeing you again and again out in Australia.
Well, I hope so.
Any possibility of seeing you and your wife out in Australia in person?
Well, we'd like nothing better, and we try to plan that, but with my wife being so successful in these plays now, they seem to have long runs, it's very difficult to plan, but we should like to get out as soon as we can, and maybe it'll just happen that way, perhaps next year.
Mm. How do you feel about that?
Well, naturally, I want to go to Australia very much indeed. I've heard a lot about it, and there's a lot of my husband's family I haven't met yet. I'm looking forward to meeting them. But as John says, it is difficult to work these things out. At this point of our career here in England, I feel that when the opportunity comes for us to play in a film or play, we really must take it, and it's so difficult to plan these things far ahead.
Well, I'm sure that all our listeners in Australia hope sincerely that you can both find perhaps that spare 6 or 9 months that you need to come out, because I'm sure we'd like to see both of you out there. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.